Hey, this is Bipolar J, and welcome back to another episode. Episode 16, Progress. So yesterday I had a really big breakthrough with regards to reporting to my family and to my family doctor, to my psychiatrist. So, you might We might know or we might not know that your psychiatrist really the only thing they really care about is your medication, because everybody has a role to play in your journey, and your psychiatrist is the one managing your medication. All the other stuff your therapist can help you with, really. So in that sense, like, when you see your psychiatrist, there's no In my mind, for myself personally, there's no point telling them the other stuff because they're only in charge of medication. So it's kind of like an assembly line, right? You wouldn't go to an engineer and be like, why didn't you put the tire on? It doesn't make any sense to talk to the engineer about that, because the engineer is in charge of engineering, right? So instead of wasting your time, go to a psychiatrist, talk about medication. That's my way of thinking. And so when I go talk to him or her, there should be a standard formula. And so I figure out a standard formula for myself. What are they concerned about for my overall health? Well, they are concerned, number one, about sleep, because sleep for me is a big thing. I think if you don't get enough sleep, nothing else will work. So I've been taking some meds, and as a result, I've been getting certain hours of sleep. So one of them was like, allows me to sleep for 5.5 hours about. And the other one allows me to sleep for 8 hours. So number one is sleep. So then number two thing you gotta report to them is meds. Well, what are you taking your meds on time? What type of meds are you taking? Because some of the meds, they might give you options, right? And then the next thing is like, what about the night before? What kind of activities did you do? So all about building this habit cue reward loop, right? So the night before, did you have anything exciting that you did? Did you, I'm talking about myself, Bipolar J, did you game? Did you exercise? And what type of food did you eat? Did you eat at home? And then finally, it's the X factor. And the X factor could be anything. Did anything out of the ordinary happen the night before? And if so, what was it? So I just record everything I've talked about in my little journal. And then when I go see my psychiatrist, I just tell him, hey, look, these are my concerns with regards to medication. This is the reason why, da 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 da. And could I please have a change in medication? Or what do you think about the change in medication? This is non-striving. This is non-confrontational. And it's the easiest way to get what I want to get done, which is lower the dosage of my medication. That's my biggest concern, because all the medications have side effects. And I see the side effects in myself. But at the same time, I want to lower slowly in a controlled manner that's in line with what the professionals think. So that's kind of like my thinking with regards to progress. And at the same time, I'm of a background that's... so I have like two identities. I'm Chinese-Canadian. So which means like I have the Eastern philosophy inside my head, but I also have the Western philosophy inside my head. So reporting to my healthcare professional is one thing, but I also feel a need. I feel a need to report to my family. Now, I can't report to my family every day. That's just too tiring. So I figured out a simple way. I'm just going to report to them with regards to medication every week. We just sit down. We take a look at what I talked about. I treat them like my therapist, and I just go through everything with them, and they're on board, and then, okay, great. Just do your thing. So this strategy has really helped me yesterday. And as a result, I've slept a really good night's sleep, which is 5.5 hours. And I'm very happy with that. This is the progress I'm making because I'm working on it every day. Every day is a journey, but this journey of 1,000 miles begins with one first step. And I think doesn't matter how it sounds or it comes off. I'm very proud of my journey so far. And I like to help as many people as possible, which is the reason why I started this podcast. So if you have any questions with regards to medication or how to track it to report to your healthcare professional, how to track it with regards to reporting it to your family, if you feel the need to do that, because you don't have to. For me, I like to do that because I like harmony everywhere I go. I'm at peace with everybody and stuff like that. Feel free to shoot me a message on Anchor, the application I'm using to produce this podcast, and I'll be able to hear the message, add it onto the podcast, and then we can have a dialogue. So this is Bipolar J signing off at 3:38 a.m. and I had a really great night of sleep, which totaled 5.5 hours. All right, you guys have a nice day.